Holes. 8 feet up a rock on a small peninsula, divinity stirred. A patch of winter moss warmed, collecting morning sun. My back chilled in the light wind, yet I unzipped my coat. Scrub bushes poked through thin ice, coating a little pond. Trees waited at the edge for their time to gather strength. Perfect conditions to witness God's creation be portrayed. Act one began. Ducks glided in as if perfectly rehearsed. Mated red-winged blackbirds warbled on last year's cattails. A swath of reeds swayed as bursts of winds came and went. Cascading water falling from the dam soothed everything. Even traffic in the distance added to the beauty all around. Peace settled nerves frayed from an unusually tough week. Act two moved towards the woods. Squirrels rustled leaves. Oak leaves danced, held tight from winter's ups and downs. A surveyor's marker that had previously panicked waved hello. Could anyone ask for more harmony than in the short scene? Act three arrived suddenly, 15 feet away, straight out. A small woodpecker attacked a tree, loud as a beating drum. He ignored my waving arm, unaware he disturbed the play. I rose to leave what was sweet, catching the selfish mistake. His tree full of holes from past visits, marks he left behind. Smiling at the irony, he was here just as frequently as me. How many times was I quick to escape life's cacophony, when God probably desired I stay to contribute on the stage? Act four new to me. This time I would wait the scene's end. My new companion pounded deeply into the softened tree. Tiny morsel retrieved. Belly full, he flew away. I remained. My heart had opened a little to hear murmurs in a loud din. Grace filled another hole inside my own unworthiness.